Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know what? Nobody likes losing a multiplayer match. It's a dreadful feeling to queue up for a few rounds in your favourite game and just get simply destroyed despite your best efforts. And whenever it happens, the best thing you can do is just say to yourself, chin up, good game, and walk away as a good loser, right? Well, there are some weapons and items in multiplayer modes that unfortunately, no matter how you use them, make everybody else in the lobby say, that guy was kind of a dick. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 of the most annoying multiplayer weapons in video games. Number 10, Proximity Mines, GoldenEye 007. There are many things that players should fear when wandering the battleground of a multiplayer shooter, but it's rare that the mere act of just walking around itself becomes the greatest source of fear. GoldenEye's proximity mines weren't just frustrating because they were often hidden in the darkest parts of the map and could grant kills to a player that was nowhere near them, but also because they were ridiculously powerful. The blast radius and damage output meant that you didn't even have to walk directly into the trap to fall victim to it. It's never long into your average match on GoldenEye before somebody starts to abuse these little beauties, and once that happens, the game devolves into a contest of who can walk around the slowest. It's a weird time. Number 9. The Concrete Donkey, Worms. Although the weapons in Worms are generally designed with chaos in mind, they're also meant to provide varied gameplay that lends each player an equal chance to produce said chaos across the course of a match. The Concrete Donkey, well, it's got no such interest in balance. It is a behemoth of a statue that can be targeted with frightening precision. While those directly under its path are certainly in danger, what really makes this weapon so dangerous is the fact that it continues to fall throughout the map, dealing equal damage to anyone it comes into contact with. Should the enemy players be grouped together even a little bit, well, the Concrete Donkey will spell an instant win. Number 8. The AWP Sniper Rifle, Counter-Strike. Now, in the highly competitive world of Counter-Strike multiplayer, there is no room for weakness. Now, this game is often cited as one of the most unfriendly in the world due to its high learning curve and abundance of players that have been Counter-Strike fans for over 20 years. And the sight of a newbie makes a veteran Counter-Strike player just lick their lips. Unless that new player was wielding the AWP, that is. Because for a time, this was the be-all and indeed end-all of bolt-action sniper rifles. Sure, it may be slow to fire, but its ability to take down nearly any foe in a single shot, and sometimes multiple foes should they be standing behind each other, made this a particularly popular choice amongst new players who only needed one good shot to down a foe. Perhaps the ultimate instance of a noob weapon, the AWP has been giving players fits for years. Number 7. The Farsight XR20. Perfect Dark. Using the Farsight XR20 in Perfect Dark single player mode for the first time may have been the game's finest moment. When you discover that this weapon allows you to see and indeed shoot your enemies through walls, it's hard not to let out an unrestrained childish giggle. However, that same gun's presence in the multiplayer mode is nothing short of a game design tragedy. For the Farsight is capable of breaking down the very foundations of the first person shooter by allowing a player to essentially camp the entire map from a perfect safe spot. As if this wasn't enough, its power level is as strong as many of the game's heaviest weapons. Oh, and it should also be mentioned that the Farsight secondary mode allows you to automatically track down your enemies across the map, thereby saving its user yet another skill-based burden. Brilliant. Number 6. The Dead Ringer, Team Fortress 2. By their very design, Team Fortress 2's spies are meant to be annoying. Not only can they become invisible and execute players with a single backstab, but they also have the ability to assume the other team's identity in order to infiltrate their ranks. The Dead Ringer, though, well, it helps this class achieve an entirely new level of frustration. If a spy has this item equipped, then they're able to fake their own deaths and use a temporary invisibility to sneak up behind you for an instant kill. The game presents their fake death just like like a normal one, and the only class that is able to identify the invisible player with relative ease are pyros. Everyone else just ends up firing madly just to be sure that this kill was real. Though not especially powerful in all situations, it is an item designed specifically with annoyance in mind. Number 5. The Sniper Shotgun. Battlefield 2 Bad Company. It's a shame that Battlefield Bad Company 2's multiplayer didn't find much success. Its creative take on traditional Battlefield multiplayer inserted a whole lot more absurdity into the formula and, generally speaking, was capable of generating some truly crazy matches. That being said, its Sniper Shotgun can go straight to hell. As you may be able to tell from the name, this weapon combines the stopping power of a shotgun with the range of a sniper rifle. Anyone who's played an FPS multiplayer game can tell you why such a creation is a terrible idea. But you can't truly appreciate it until you die continuously to it from a player across the map over and over again. Not only is this weapon capable of dropping infantry players wherever they may roam, but it can also take down vehicles as effectively as other weapons designed for that specific purpose. And in such a supposedly balanced online shooter environment, that's just wrong. Number 4. Model 1887's pre-nerf. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. When Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 launched, it wasn't long before players discovered that a classic shotgun known as the Model 1887 was a surprisingly powerful little weapon that could rack up kills with relative ease. Not long after that, they also found that the game's akimbo perk allowed them to carry two at the same time. And this is where things got more than a little crazy. The Model 1887 was a devastating force of pure stopping power on its own, but two of them wielded at once proved to be far and away the most dominating loadout in the entire game. Using two Model 1887s at the same time increased the weapon's rate of fire, decreased its loading time, and essentially removed the weaknesses that were supposed to keep it in check. Before a very welcome patch nerfed this combo into oblivion, the 1887 broke both Modern Warfare 2's multiplayer and more than a few frustrated players' controllers. Number 3. The Redeemer. Unreal Tournament. Did you ever design absurd creations when you were a kid? Incredible inventions like an infinite ice cream machine that probably should never ever exist. Well, the Redeemer is like a lot of those creations. Yes, the developers of Unreal Tournament not only came up with the idea of a nuclear missile launcher in an online multiplayer game, but actually implemented it as well. The damage capabilities and range of the Redeemer mean that it essentially functions as a nuclear sniper rifle. Even if you do manage to get near its wielder, then they're just going to fire this thing at their feet and kill you, themselves, and everyone else in the general vicinity. While later games limited the potential of the Redeemer by decreasing its ammo capacity from 2 to 1, there's still no other weapon in the game capable of generating such incredible frustration. Number 2. The M6D Pistol. Halo Combat Evolved. Did you even know that there were 7 multiplayer weapons in Halo Combat Evolved? I ask this seemingly strange piece of trivia because it is quite possible that even expert players forgot that there were other options beside the M6D pistol. Halo's sidearm achieved legendary status in a world full of video games because of its ability to drop an enemy at pretty unreasonable ranges with a mere 3 shots. Its impressive damage capabilities combined with the gun's scope meant that there was almost no situation where this pistol wasn't suited to handle. In turn, this meant that there was rarely a reason to use any other gun, and that's what made this weapon so annoying. Its sheer power meant that there were very few maps and situations where it wasn't the best option available. As such, certain matches quickly turned into an unofficial pistol-only affair, which thoroughly reduced the scope and fun of what was on offer overall. And number 1, the Blue Shell, Mario Kart. Now technically this isn't a weapon, this is an item, but technically the Blue Shell and anyone who used it can go f*** themselves.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.